Our world is overflowing with self-help books, educational podcasts, and motivational mantras. One thought stands out as clearly transformative: the idea that your thoughts create your results. While it might sound like a cliche pulled straight from your vision board, real-world experiences suggest there's more truth to this than you might realize. Optimism isn't naive, it's powerful. More and more studies in neuroscience and psychology support the belief that adopting a positive mindset leads to greater emotional resilience, higher performance, and even improved physical health. When people have a belief in their ability to succeed, they are more likely to take proactive steps, push through challenges, and attract opportunities. An example of this is one I've personally used: visualize lifting a heavy weight from start to finish. You see yourself getting into position, how your body feels, the weight under your hands as you lift the weight up and over your head, then back down to the starting position. When you do articulate the exercise, your chance of following through is much higher than if you didn't mentally prepare. Another example is a job seeker repeatedly telling herself, "I bring value to every team I join." She enters interviews with confidence, makes genuine connections, and demonstrates her strengths clearly. This results in her establishing a role that aligns with her skills and values. Sabotaged by self-doubt, how negative thoughts derail success. What happens when the mental narrative turns dark? Negative thought patterns such as catastrophizing, self-doubt, or constant pessimism can limit actions and reinforce bleak outcomes. People often unconsciously act in ways that confirm their fears. This can be referred to as self-reinforcing delusions, or plainly, vicious circles. An example of this is scarcity thinking. Someone constantly fears they'll never have enough money. They avoid investing, say no to opportunities, or cling to jobs they hate. What happens? Financial growth stalls, but not because money isn't possible. Their fear blocks calculated risks. Take a student in high school. They think, "I'm terrible at math, so I'll probably fail this test." The effect is that they study less, procrastinate, and walk into the test discouraged. The result? You guessed it, they struggle or fail, not necessarily from lack of ability, but from under-preparation and mindset sabotage. The brain reboot and how to start the reframe game. It's a cycle that begins internally. Thoughts create emotional responses, emotions drive decisions, and then decisions, over time, form results. Break the cycle at the thought level and you begin to rewrite the story. There is hope for anyone wanting to shift gears. No matter how deeply you feel set in your ways of thinking, neuroplasticity comes into play. This is the brain's ability to rewire itself. Tools like journaling, mindfulness, visualization, and cognitive behavioral techniques, CBT, are commonly used to retrain mental habits and turn limiting beliefs into empowering ones. The next time a thought comes into your mind that you know isn't serving a purpose in your success, ask yourself, is this 100% true? Where's the evidence to support or debunk this? Go from, "I can't do this," to, "I can't do this yet." This is an excellent one to teach kids. Get curious as to what emotions you're feeling as you either support or sabotage yourself. Changing how you think doesn't guarantee life will be easy, but you'll start to show up differently, project opportunistic energy, and, often, that's enough to shift into a life of abundance.